multiple appendages. So, yeah, I would say that that's probative that this particular race may not be mammalian, but may be some form of human-insect hybrid. Alfred, if I might go on to the second typology, just so we're clear about the various life forms that, you know, or human
right,
life forms.
Right, right. So, but just so that it's clear that why you would have written to the National Geographic Society with this finding, because, as I understand it, their Committee on Research and Exploration, which is quite large, covers at least 15 or 16 different sciences, ranging from botany to zoology to biology. So you would have to have, addressing these new species is going to be quite a task.
Right. In fact, that's one of the reasons that I reached out to the National Geographic Society is they do have the staff to really, in so many areas of science, to really explore these new life forms. I mean, we're looking at unprecedented evidence of biological creatures that apparently evolved on another planet, or it certainly didn't evolve on Earth. And we're going to have to classify them in biology, or at least in exobiology, you know, the emerging field of biological life forms on other planets. And I'm hoping that I can consult with them and show them those particular differences so that we can begin to grapple with really what types of life forms we're looking at.
Right. Now,
the second typology is more difficult to see in the images. They tend to be transparent, and they resemble, it's very hard to describe, but I'll try. They're fairly transparent. They resemble Native American totem poles in the sense that we found them standing either next to humanoids or perched on rocks. They have multiple appendages that reach out from a common body, but curiously, the appendages are different lengths. So there's an asymmetrical design to their appendages. And many have large heads and sort of are smiling and so forth. And we think that these are either biological life forms that are literally looking up at the rover and smiling, or they're statues that have either just been placed there for millennia or even recently that are just very fancy glass statues of almost cartoonish humanoid forms. At this point, we don't know. I don't think we're going to know until we either get better photo resolution of the original image or we send astronauts to the surface of Mars, which opens up a whole another host of issues. But the second typology are these transparent beings. One thing that we found that's kind of interesting thus far is they tend to be apparently standing around either directing things or observing things. Like one of them is standing next to a humanoid that seems to either be digging a hole or entering or exit a tunnel opening. And so these large transparent glass totems, as I'm calling them, constitute the second typology, and we're still trying to determine whether they are statues or life forms.
Right.
Now, the third typology are the human insect hybrids. Without question, the human insect hybrids that you mentioned. If one looks at the overall photograph and finds the right upper quadrant of the photograph, one sees a hillside that is littered with turquoise rocks, what appear to be turquoise rocks. We're calling this the turquoise field, not only because there apparently are turquoise rocks there, but because there's a scattering of turquoise color over that quadrant of the image. If one enlarges the hill there with the turquoise forms on it, one sees a very clear image of a humanoid that has a bald head like a man, the upper torso of a male human being, but the lower extremities of a scorpion. His body going from where the top of his tunic of a bodysuit would begin all the way through his scorpion-like body is camouflaged to blend in with the turquoise rocks that are present there at the turquoise field in the inner basin of the Columbia Hills Range. And for me, this is almost the iconic image of the find, because this image is very clear. it's very startling because it's a human-insect hybrid or a human-arachnid hybrid. And it's very fanciful, so it really belies the whole issue of whether or not somebody has hoaxed this or whether this is an actual creature on the surface of Mars. But I publish it at the bottom of page 8 of my paper, and I was absolutely astounded when I found it. I mean, it was literally an apparent life form on the surface of Mars that resembles a bald male human and a scorpion. And so we're calling that particular life form the Scorpion Man.
Right. What are your thoughts?